in Illinois, the further north you go, the lesser the effects on trees. Up around Chicago area, while it's dry there, they've got nowhere near the drought that we've had down here in southern Illinois where I'm at. I'm 40 miles east of St. Louis, and we're extremely dry here, and even farther south, they've got severe drought conditions. Having said that, most of what the most of the damage done to Christmas trees is on smaller trees, typically 3 years old and younger. Christmas trees sprout new growth in late May through early July is their growth period, and at that time there was actually fairly good moisture and the growing conditions were pretty good, so the growth happened. But the 2 or 3 months without rain and 105-degree heat for several weeks is what caused most of the problems. And again, that was mostly in trees younger than 3 years old.
Is it the case that some of the effects of the drought won't be noticed on tree farms until later on?
I'd say that's somewhat accurate. I said that most of the trees that were harmed were 3 years and younger. In my case, I had a certain type of tree that didn't fare well at all, and I lost some big trees as well. However, I don't plant just that one kind. I plant 10 different kinds of trees, so overall, I'm in pretty good shape. There is no shortage of trees, if that's what you're thinking. There's still plenty of trees out there to be had. And as far as affecting future harvest, typically tree farmers harvest through 3 or 4, possibly even 5 years of trees. In other words, once a tree is about 5 years old, some of its brethren are ready to harvest, some of the quick growers. And myself, we run through a 10-year rotation. In other words, every 10 years, we cut a complete block off and start new. So I'm harvesting from year 5 or 6 through 10. So one bad year isn't going to spoil me. Obviously, there's monetary cost to the farmer. You know, we replanted 10,000 trees this fall that died over the summer. Obviously, that cost a fair amount of money. However, we pride ourselves on having a value for the money at our Christmas tree farm, and our prices went up 2% this year, which is less than inflation. So sometimes as a farmer, you basically just have to eat a loss sometimes. That's just the way it goes.
So it sounds like as far as selling trees goes, the drought won't be affecting the sale of Christmas trees in Illinois this year?
Absolutely not. No, I don't think so at all.
What was the type of tree that you mentioned didn't do well on your farm because of the drought?
Down here in southern Illinois, fir trees in general, F-I-R, fir trees, are hard to grow. And one of the only types we can grow well is called a canaan fir, C-A-N-A-A-N. They have shallow roots and they require good deep soil, which are in short supply in our area. So they fared very poorly in hot, dry weather. However, you get north of, say, Springfield, where you start getting pretty good dirt and a little more rain, and, you know, while they lost a few trees, it's not as severe as it was down here.
Do you think across Illinois the Christmas tree business is doing fine regardless of the drought?
Absolutely, yeah. Matter of fact, I've heard from, 10 growers from the Metro East St. Louis area over on the Missouri side and up in the Springfield area, and they've all reported near record-breaking sales for the Thanksgiving weekend, as good as it's ever been.